system arrives on Monday. For today, sunshine, nice. High temperature up to about 71. Clear skies, cool again tonight. The overnight low temperature, 43. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 74. Maybe the upper 70s on Sunday. Still mostly sunny, dry days, and great even down on the Gulf Coast. It'll be a little cooler down there. Highs closer to around 70 Saturday and Sunday. And the Gulf water temperature now at 65. Monday, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Pollen count still in the very high range today and high both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
With Wow's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Look at the cat dragged in.
Here comes trouble.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E. I think Travis Tritt wrote a song about this show. I got David L. Mallory. Goes by Dave. Mallory with three L's.
That's right.
That was the best part of that whole thing.
Really
without
was.
The third L, it wasn't that funny. Third L had me. I was sitting in a parking lot. I think I was at Costco or Renfro's or something getting ready to run in. And Dave was like, check out my new background image. And I just died laughing. Oh, people probably thought I was nuts. All right, and 84 just walked in.
I have a bad habit of being funny from time to time.
It happens occasionally.
True.
Very, very, yeah. Very occasionally.
Very rarely.
I have asked Rowena. It is very occasional. You know what I've noticed?
She doesn't find me funny on most occasions.
You know who thinks I'm the funniest person in the world?
Your mother.
My mother.
Oh, okay.
My mother thinks I'm the funniest. You know who thinks I'm the least funniest person in the world?
Your sister.
My wife.
Yeah.
My sister is one of the funniest. She is objectively hilarious.
She really is.
If you follow her on Facebook, she really is funny. particularly late at night. Particularly late at night, she gets extra hilarious. Mm. Extra hilarious. But anyway, our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. You're welcome to call. We have rules around here Monday through Thursday. Monday through Thursday, we expect you to keep it tight and on topic. If you call talking about what's going on with this election interference, then, you know, or what was it? Voter suppression. I'm probably going to chastise you and hang up on you. But if you do that on Friday, you sort of get the free run of the place, right? Right. The inmates run the asylum, so to speak.
Yeah, what was the other one was, who's the dude? R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, in the middle of the tax debate, I mean, 2 hours and 45 minutes talking about the gas tax. This R. Kelly thing. No, dude, no, don't do that.
My mom texted and said, you are funny. And I said, I know, because she's right. She's objectively accurate. No, my sister, I don't know, I guess my mom and dad got together and made funny jeans. Because I think I'm hilarious. My mom knows I'm hilarious.
Are your children hilarious, though?
Let me tell you something. I grew up on stand-up comedy, even probably coarser than I should have been listening to.
Correct.
For my age.
Me too.
I might have watched Eddie Murphy Raw at like age 9.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
And by 9, I mean 6.
Yeah, and George Carlin at age 7, loved it. But I love stand-up comedy, and I always kind of thought myself to be potentially one day a stand-up comedian. And I've even, my wife will cringe as I'm about to announce this on air, I've been known to write bits as they come into my head, put them down in a notebook, practice them over and over, try to get the timing right, try to get the delivery right, and I crack myself up, and she just stands there deadpan like this is never, you're not killing, you're dying. And so, I've never pursued a career in comedy. My son Pearson.
Yes, he got it.
He's hilarious.
He's got a hot 5.
I hope he's. Oh, he's got a hot 12.
Nice.
This guy could knock out a 12-minute set at a.
Hey, I mean,
he could do it. He could do it.
See, three.
That's
three
amazing.
Of mine.
You
got to
have 12 because when they give you 10,
right? You got to fill it.
You got to fill the extra 2 in case the jokes don't land.
That's
quite
right.
Three of mine have got it. My eldest does not, but she thinks she's funny.
Peek's pretty funny.
And that actually makes her funny because she'll say something
that's like
thinking
quite,
is funny,
yeah.
And is,
yeah,
like, you're no, wait, Sid, what? You just missed.
The longest running talk radio host. The longest running talk radio host in the state of Alabama and our best listener who listens to every second of this program, because our show today is going to be his show tomorrow. He said, you are okay, but you're not that funny. I know. And then my wife sends me the big cheese lips, the big cheese teeth, laughing. She knows.
Was that a special text that you just got?
What are you talking about? Special. She gave me this.
No, not from her, the other one. Was that a special text?
What do you mean? What's special? I don't know what a special text is. The longest running talk radio host in the state of Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, special. Oh, Special K.
Was that special a special?
It was Special K. Too.
Come on, catch
I'm
up.
Sorry, I'm
catch
sorry.
Catch up.
Anyway, yes, my son Pearson is hilarious. He's been practicing his bits. He's been warming up by watching Seinfeld and Brian Regan. Two of the best. Two of the best.
Have you ever seen...
We try to keep him...
And
with
they work clean, right?
Yeah, they're both clean. Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Well, I mean, they get off topic, but not... Or, you know,
not
what
off
mean?
Color.
You're right. Not. Yeah, they're not dropping...
They're not dropping F-bombs.
Either one of them.
Have you heard the corn dog bit?
No.
Do you know that one?
No.
Who is it? Ingall? Here's your sign, dude.
Uh-huh.
You know, from Blue Collar Comedy?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. You should hear Sarah, or Sarah, as we call her down in Petlalla.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce that word, isn't it?
Yeah, Sarah.
S-A-Y-R-A-H. Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
There's a dash in there, too. It's like Bucky's.
Bucky's.
Did you see the guy that brought the, they have a all pets that are on leash policy?
Yes.
And the dude brought a Longhorn in there? That's a great work. That was a really good work, man. Like, hats off to that guy.
He brought a Longhorn steer in there.
Like the kind that almost killed Ugga.
That was hilarious.
It was not hilarious.
No, really? Well, he did try to.
Ugga tried to bite an Auburn receiver.
Yeah. Well.
So, even Steven.
Yeah. Ace Atkins still has bad feelings towards Ugga.
I'm sure. I thought that was a Robert Baker.
No, it was. It was maker. Robert Baker. That's right. 18. Robert Baker, the playmaker.
Robert Baker, license plate maker.
Come on, dude.
Wow. An Auburn fan told me that. I'm just repeating what somebody told me.
Shots fired.
I will say, though, if you go into any Georgia, every single Georgia fan has a picture of that somewhere in their house. They have that.
Biting the receiver?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody I know.
Yeah.
It's literally played at every Auburn-Georgia game.
Yeah, no, it's the, like...
ESPN has that on a constant. It's like, yeah, it's a hotkey.
But yep. You know what?
Play the dog biting the Auburn
but
receiver.
I'm just going to say, guys, would you rather that be the highlight or that dang tip pass for the win be the highlight?
Well, all I know is Tyler Simmons was on sides.
You're right, he was.
Clint.
Hey, good day, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I'm going to give an attaboy to Dave Mallory. He's a good addition to your program, Barry.
Thank you.
I agree. Dave Mallory is one of the best guest hosts.
I appreciate that, Clint.
He's growing on me.
I didn't even, I'm, you know.
Well, hey, man.
Don't have much room to grow.
Kudos to President Trump for the Golan Heights. You know, when I was a young buck sergeant, tank commander in 1977, I was a little snotty-nosed E-pie. And I had three general Israelis. They were touring the U.S. And they climbed aboard my tank. Two one-stars, one two-star. And they were lieutenants and a commander during the Six-Day War.
Wow.
And I learned more history from those three men
in
1 hour than I did the rest of my military career.
I bet.
You know, it was an honor to have them men on my tank.
Yeah.
And they were tankers. And kudos to President Trump. I mean, it's well-deserved. That's it took right. long enough, didn't it?
Yeah, sure enough.
And he's the only one that could do it, and that did do it, so...
Yeah, they all promised it.
Yeah, so, yeah, we need to support Israel 100%, and that's it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Clint.
All right,
thank
Clint.
You,
Clint.
See you, Clint.
A great
just,
caller.
Just learn something, Dave. You're looking at your phone, playing mm-hmm. Tetris over there.
Mm-hmm.
You missed the fact that Barron keeps his acid in an Altoids box.
That is not at his as their Altoids. Stop it.
Keys.
Georgia. Yes, Georgia.
Okay. Is today you can say anything?
Yes, Georgia. Yes, no.
Are you on,
is this,
are you on
is this Georgia from Alabama?
Yeah.
I have not talked to you since the days of Ted Cruz. Georgia, well, how are you?
I think I have talked to you since then because I told you I was for Trump. I'm 100%. I'm a Trump lady.
Oh,
I love him.
Sweetheart, what happened? What won you over?
Oh, no. Once he won the primary, yes.
Oh, I got you. You were just dead set against him until he won the primary.
Right. Okay. Now I'm 100%. Okay. But that's appreciate not my subject. Did you see the moon this morning?
Georgia, if you knew... Yeah. How obsessed I was with the moon and how often I took pictures of the moon and looked at the moon,
right.
You would be embarrassed to listen to this program. Well, it's really Georgia, I have a moon tattooed on my body. It's a really sick obsession I have with this moon. And I don't know where it came from either. One day I was looking up at it and I thought, mm-hmm. That damn thing's amazing. And I can't stop looking at it. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I called Greg this morning and I didn't listen after I hung up, but I don't know what he had to say about it, but I was taking my couple granddaughters to school, and I told them about the man and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I got thinking about the man and the moon, and I thought, when the astronauts went up to the moon, why didn't the man and the moon take those astronauts on a tour of the moon? And why didn't that man and the moon say, I'm going back with you to the Earth?
Okay.
You don't find this funny, do you?
That's a great question.
I'm listening.
But I'll tell you why. Because I believe the astronauts, it was all a hoax.
Oh.
But anyway, that was my theory. But I laughed about that. It just struck me funny. And you know what? I don't think Greg and them thought it was that funny either. But I just thought it was funny.
Well,
and I went to Kerr's. I go to Kerr's every day. I'm 70 years old.
Every day you go?
Well, they're not open on Saturday and Sunday, so I can't go then.
Monday through Friday.
But Monday through Friday I go. Yeah,
you gotta give that body a rest every now and then.
Right, and I turned 70 last November.
Well, congratulations!
And you know, you've got seven kids.
I do.
Well,
one for each decade you've been alive.
Churn.
I hate to be one couple up on you, but I had nine.
Oh, wow. How about that? And I'm impressed.
I've been married 50 years.
Well, congratulations.
That's really something to be impressed with.
I'm more impressed every time I talk. I'm more impressed with the fact that you were so mean and nasty about Trump and came around to him. I really respect that, to be honest with you. I truly do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wasn't sold on Trump the first, you know, few months either. But
till the blender broke.
Till my blender broke.
Well, I just knew that...
it's a great story.
That Cruz was such a patriot, and he's done things that people don't even know about for this country. But I really believe that God put
his
Trump...
His dad did things people don't know about.
Killed Kennedy?
Right, or, you know, the Zodiac killer.
I really think that God put Trump in office for America to maybe give us one last chance. And now, I don't know how women could want to kill babies.
I don't even
know.
I mean, they have lost their natural affection. They are just, I mean, it's just wickedness.
Now, Georgia, what would really, really make this day, do you remember Harry? Do you know him? Could you get him to call back in?
Harry who?
Well, we had a caller named Harry, and you and Harry used to be tied at the bottom of my list of favorite callers. But you've redeemed yourself. Harry has not. If we could get him to call in, we'd be in much better.
I didn't know if y'all knew one another.
No, I don't know Harry.
Oh, crap.
I knew Harry back in high school.
Well, we all knew
Might be the same one.
In 1966.
Yeah, well, everyone was Harry in 1966.
That was before, that was before we went to the moon.
It's horrible. My oldest daughter just turned 50.
Wow. Grooming wasn't a thing back then.
No. I have a 50-year-old daughter.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's really, really wonderful.
It really makes you old. 36 grandkids.
Beats the alternative.
Well, Georgia, this has been one of my favorite calls of the week. I really appreciate it. Thanks for checking in with us. Nobody's danger.
Thanks. Right. Bye-bye.
I don't remember talking to her the second time. I remember the first two conversations where she was so hostile.
Well, that always happens when somebody says, I'm never listening again. What happens? They come back.
Well, they all listen. Anyone who truly never...
Who listens,
everybody.
Everybody.
Anyone who's truly not going to listen to you again will not tell you. They just turn the station and never come back.
It's like people that are leaving social media.
Yeah. See ya. We'll be back in a second.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Welcome back in. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. My friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage wrapping up a great week in the home mortgage business. How do I know it's been a great week? I watch the 10-year Treasury note every day, still around 2.5, meaning, well, you can usually add about a point and a quarter, point and 1.9, and you can find your rate there, somewhere in that range. So that's what you're looking for, 3.75 to 4.5. Those are good rates, friends. Those are really good rates depending on your credit situation. I can't guarantee you anything, obviously, but you got to call her. I've been watching those rates. I know their phones are burning up. Every time the 10-year takes a drop, their phones just burn up. Do it. Don't be left out in the cold. Stop overpaying for your mortgage. We just refinanced. We're going to save about $250, $280 a month after all said and done. That's real money. That's real money. That's like getting a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 raise from your employer. How many of you would spend 10 minutes on the phone to try to get a chance at a $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 raise? Everyone in the audience? Well, go call her and see if you can get the same raise. 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. Equal housing
equal
lender.
Equal housing lender.
Yeah, equal opportunities for banks and
that's the equal opportunity lender is, yeah, that's for banks. Yeah,
sorry about that.
Equal housing lender. I don't want why they do that. That's what they do.
You also have to have that stupid little house on your ads.
I know it.
So stupid.
Well, it's crazy. It's like with all our stuff, we've got to have our numbers, our license numbers. Like, hey, what the hell
well,
does
like
that
you
even
can't
mean?
Put the house on your sign and still be a racist. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the house is going to... Like, you're going to be like, you know what? I feel like Morris D's today. No, I looked at her ad. It's got a house on it. Can't be Morris D's. That can't be a racist today. Our number, 272-9228. I never did say...
Yeah, what the...
What the announcement was.
Right.
Donald Trump on Twitter, and this is the great thing about Donald Trump, and I think he does this on purpose.
You know dang well he does it on purpose.
Donald Trump put on Twitter that the United States was going to recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel. This, if you weren't listening at 9 o'clock, go back and listen to the end of the podcast. I'm not going to redo the whole Golan Heights thing. But he said on Twitter the other day he's going to recognize the Golan Heights as part of Israel. And I think it had multiple things, but the fact that it was announced on Twitter, there were all these statements from members of the executive branch, members, people over in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's coming over, and they're all saying, well, we didn't know that he was going to do this. We didn't know he was going to do this. You know, we welcome it, but we didn't know. I think it's an interesting way of doing it, and I try to look beyond the headlines to figure out why he does the things he does. To me, it sends a message to the media. He's about to face the Mueller report coming out. And he wants to remind people, my Twitter feed has been right every step of the way from the beginning. And it is my official platform. Not what comes out through the White House press office. Not what comes out through the Secretary of State's office. Not what comes out through the Pentagon. What I say, I mean.
Nobody speaks for me but me.
But exactly. When you hear it from me, you know it's true. Time traveler Donald John Trump. And I think that's what's going on here. I think that's why he's choosing his Twitter feed as a platform for such important announcements like this. Benjamin Netanyahu now is coming to the United States in a few days. Everybody sort of expected there would be some sort of an announcement, some sort of a big announcement. But so far, Donald Trump has proven he's a lousy Nazi, an absolutely lousy Nazi.
Just a terrible Nazi.
Yeah.
The worst Nazi that ever lived.
You couldn't be a worse one.
No, he's the worst Nazi that ever lived. He moved after all the presidents spoke time and time again about the need to move the embassy from Jerusalem. I mean, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He finally did it. And now he's recognizing the Golan Heights as part of Israel. So he's been a terrible Nazi, just an absolutely terrible Nazi. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. All that to say, we did a 15-minute speech on the Golan Heights for a one-minute story.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to explain it, Baron.
Yeah, background sometimes more important than the announcement.
Exactly.
Go to the New York Times, though. The brief history of the Golan Heights claimed by Israel.
Also, if you just want to read about, like, you know, major badasses, go read about the Seven Days War and the whatever the other one is.
The Six Day War.
Yeah.
Have you got a story on Dale Marsh today that you're going to cover?
Yeah. Why?
Because he makes me sick in the ass. That's why.
Isn't that? Well.
It's a tough place to be sick.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, that's how bad it is.
Go see a doctor. That's terrible. Senate yesterday, Clay is looking at my stack that I put in order. And the next story up was about Florida voting to end Common Core once and for all. So he had to know the next story out of that was the Alabama Senate voted to end Common Core in Alabama. And here's why I had the Florida story up first. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, this is in the U.S. News, issued an executive order Thursday officially eliminating any lasting vestige of the Common Core state standards in the state of Florida. DeSantis's move marks the final nail in the coffin for the controversial standards after nearly a decade of slow dismantling. The Sunshine State adopted the standards in 2010, same time Alabama did. They began walking them back 4 years later. That's the difference between Alabama and Florida. Because Alabama is now having trouble ending the Common Core standards. Florida's not. And the reason is because Alabama refused to start walking back the standards when the problem started arising.
And where are we at?
Oh, hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
Florida and Alabama both adopted them in 2010. In 2013 and 2014, Florida started walking the standards back in a systematic way that paved the way for today. Ron DeSantis can say, we're done with Common Core in Alabama. Alabama and Florida. Alabama did not start walking them back when the problems became readily apparent. Do you know why? Del Marsh.
I know exactly why.
Del Marsh.
How many damn times did this go through committee, it came out of committee, and who's the freaking pro tem that wouldn't let it go to the floor for a House vote? And who is on freaking Facebook all the time now touting that he's introduced a bill, we're going to get rid of Common Core. Well, damn it, Dale, you should have done that 5 years ago.
Yeah, because now it's a problem.
Instead of waiting until now.
Now it's a problem because now you have a number of problems because we tied so much to the Common Core standard. Teacher raises, bonuses, all these classroom deals, federal money we've gotten now tied up in this thing. Now it's becoming nearly impossible to get to a point where we can pull it out quickly and end it.
Hey, now.
It's got a lot of application.
Hey, now. Hey, that is very applicable to what's been going on in the education system. But it is. I talked to someone last night, and that is going to be a problem.
It's
the dadgum money that's tied into this.
But it's not going to be a problem. You know why?
Because it's not going to pass.
There's a 0%. It's passed the Senate. There's a 0% chance it passes the House. It will not pass the House. It's either going to die in the basket, meaning it's not assigned to committee. Terry Collins is going to not hold a committee vote on it, or she's going to hold a committee hearing and then not hold a vote, or they're going to hold a vote and knock it down, or if they don't knock it down, it'll get out of committee, and then it will die because Mac won't bring it up for a vote. I'm telling you, this is not going anywhere in Alabama.
So what you're saying is Mac is going to be the new deal. So they can say we voted against it and send it back to the House, and then Mac can
table it.
Mac is the new Dell. This sounds like a computer ad.
It actually does, doesn't it?
Mac is the new Dell.
It's one L, though.
Well,
not like Mallory. Most not three L's in there.
Well, I mean, most people are more economical with their L's.
And most people call him Dale anyway, D-A-L-E.
Yes, they do.
Dale Marsh. It's really short for Adelbert, which is a name I had never heard until I lived in Alabama.
Adelbert. Now, that's a pretty cool name. I like that
Adelbert.
Name. Adelbert.
I've heard of Bert. Adelbert. It's like these people who name their kids some long name and pull like three letters out of the middle and that's the nickname. Not the old way of just doing like the...
Like Sid?
Well, but that's
on the that's the beginning. That's in the middle.
Yeah, like someone will name their kid Isabella and they'll call it Belle.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like three letters like pulled out of it. I'm trying to think of a better example than that, but cause that's kind of accepted. But I've seen it, though. I see it more and more lately. Anyway. All right, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Dave Mallory in Ocho Cuatro. Baron Coleman here with you. Carolyn shagging your phone calls at 272-9228. Leave them open for so long.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber. The best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We really have a phenomenal weekend forecast before the next storm system arrives on Monday. For today, sunshine, nice. High temperature up to about 71. Clear skies, cool again tonight. The overnight low temperature, 43. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 74. Maybe the upper 70s on Sunday. Still mostly sunny, dry days, and great even down on the Gulf Coast. It'll be a little cooler down there. Highs closer to around 70 Saturday and Sunday. And the Gulf water temperature now at 65. Monday, showers and thunder. Storms are likely. Pollen count still in the very high range today and high both Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are sharply lower after mixed news on the economy. The National Association of Realtors says home sales rose in February to the highest level in 11 months. However, the IHS market readings on manufacturing and non-manufacturing business both declined this month. Both of those readings, though, indicate business conditions continue to improve. The manufacturing reading slipped to a 21-month low, though. The service sector reading declined to a 2-month low. Earlier, there was a disappointing reading on manufacturing in Germany. Nike is contributing to the decline on Wall Street. Its shares are down 4% after predicting its growth will slow this year. General Motors shares are lower, even though the company's revealing plans for a major new investment in Michigan and will make electric cars there and add 400 jobs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Exazol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Reading the funniest thing I've read in a long time.
It is pretty funny.
Someone just texted me. It's not long either. Someone just texted it to me.
But the premise is
dynamite. Hilarious. Headline, why are 2020 Democrats so weird? More to Canute. Film at 11. Literally. We could roll the film of Hickenlooper talking about Deep Throat with his mom.
Not an accident.
Yeah, no kidding. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of this program on a daily basis, and one of my absolute favorite places to eat. I just had an Italian sandwich from there yesterday. Sometimes you're in a sandwich mood. These Italian sandwiches are massive.
They are.
I mean,
did you eat the whole thing?
Hell no. You can't. I mean, you can't physically eat the whole thing. Plus, you know, I have to have dessert. There's always room for dessert. Can't have dessert if I eat a whole sandwich. That's gluttonous. True. You know, that's gluttony, which is only a sin unless you're a 300-pound preacher. Anyway, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get by there. Gluttony's not a sin at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Go in there and have your fill. It is phenomenal. Start with the cheese bread. Maybe start with the antipasto board. Move on into the main course, whether you get a sandwich or a folded pie, maybe one of those award-winning pizza pies. Maybe you're in the mood for some pasta. The special of the week, which this week is Chicken Alfredo with broccolini. Then polish it off with a cannoli. Once then you've had a nice four-course meal, you're stuffed to the gills, and you feel amazing, and life is good. Yep. Life is good. That's how you do a Midtown Pizza
Kitchen. Get the champagne vinaigrette dressing on your salad if you've never
really
tried
good.
It.
It's really
champagne.
Good. Champagne. It's kind of a tart, yeah. But sweet at the same time.
Yeah.
And what I really like about the champagne vinaigrette is it smooths over your salad. Some of those vinaigrettes don't. They just all fall to the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah.
This one smooths over your salad. And
it does. I hadn't ever thought about that. It does stick.
Yeah.
It's like putting malathion on top of your...
No, it's not anything like malathion. Not at all. But some vinaigrettes, you pour it on there, and you just got a soup bowl at the bottom of... And then you got to, like, take each bite and sop it around.
That's one thing I like about the regular, the balsamic vinaigrette, is that it's thick.
Yeah, it stays on your lettuce. Yeah. It doesn't go to the bottom of the bowl.
It's thick.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, High Point Shopping Center and the Zelda Place location. Don't go yet. They're not open for 21 minutes.
Gosh.
I'm going to read a piece of this because
it's
hilarious. It's just hilarious. I had so much news to cover. We'll cover this later. I want to keep going through some of the news. UK denies asylum to Christian convert from Iran. You guys want to know the reason?
Muzzlers.
Because Christianity is not peaceful. That was the stated reason for denying asylum to Christian convert. The Home Office quoted excerpts from the Bible in the man's rejection letter, saying the book of Revelation is filled with imagery of revenge, destruction, death, and violence, and concluded these examples are inconsistent with your claim that you converted to Christianity after discovering it is a peaceful religion. This is the official government over the United Kingdom.
You're really making this up.
This is a troll job.
No, this could be from The Onion, but this is real life.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this is the quote. These examples are inconsistent with your claim that you converted to Christianity after discovering it is a peaceful religion, as opposed to Islam, which contains violence, rage, and revenge. So that is where we're headed in this country.
Who made this ruling? Muhammad who?
Exactly. It's the Home Office. That doesn't sound...
That's their version of, like, Homeland Security, basically.
Home Office?
Yep.
Home Office is like your tax write-off for half your bedroom.
Is that in London, where they have a Muslim... Mayor
Sadiq Khan. Boy, he kind of got quiet after saying this part and parcel, you know, getting blown up is part and parcel.
That's just
living
part of the new world order.
Well, living in a big city.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get blown up.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it happens.
He's not wrong.
German manufacturing craters sending Bund yields negative.
Not der Bund.
Yeah, the Bund is negative. 2 weeks ago, traders were puzzled by the ECB's continually dovish stance just days before the Fed followed suit. They got their answer today with the release that the latest German and French manufacturing PMIs, both of which cratered deeper into contraction territory. You know whose manufacturing index is not cratering into contraction territory?
America.
You know who where Donald Trump is president?
America.
America.
Remember when Barack Obama chastised him and said those jobs aren't coming back?
That's right. They're not.
Mm-hmm. And now people are investing billions of dollars.
You can't wave a magic wand and just fix all this.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Germany and Europe is currently in a deep manufacturing recession. Oh, it's almost as if you change the policies in the United States, the jobs come here instead of there.
Wow. Sounds like a magic wand to me.
The downturn in Germany's manufacturing sector has become more entrenched, said Phil Smith, and principal economist at IHS Market. Uncertainty towards Brexit and U.S.-China trade relations, a slowdown in the car industry, and generally softer global demand all continue to weigh heavily on the performance of the manufacturing sector, which is now registering the steepest rate of contraction since 2012. It's just convenient that America seems to be immune from that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
It just happens to be immune from that. Can't win a trade war, Mr. Trump. Can't win a trade war. Those jobs are gone, sir.
Sir.
They are never coming back, Mr. President.
Sir.
Those jobs are gone. You and your magic wand. He ought to get him a mushroom-shaped magic wand just to bring Stormy Daniels back.
Just to make people mad.
Horse face.
Miami.
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How you doing this
Good
fine?
Morning, Mr. Amy.
How you doing today? Good?
I'm doing well. You know what Amy means in Latin, by the way?
Friend?
No.
Friend. So Miami, you are my friend.
Right. Miami.
Oh.
Miami.
Oh,
my friend.
Geez,
mi amigo.
I should have known that. I'd have bet it was that you've got a cousin down in Florida.
Everybody's got a cousin in Miami. That's what Jimmy Buffett said. Everybody's got a cousin in Miami. I don't know if that cousin can play it. Everyone is an aborigine. Can't say that in Alabama after Scott Beeson. Go ahead, Mr. Amy, my friend.
You brought up a couple topics earlier in the week that piqued my curiosity. And then you got sidetracked, you know, with sharing your recipe for ice cream and your favorite flavored urinal cakes and all. It was related to the Central Intelligence Agency and their plan to export those Yahoo Taliban from Syria to Iraq. Do you remember blurring over that or bringing that up at all?
How long ago was this? This week?
Yes, sir. It was this week.
The Taliban? Did I hear him wrong?
ISIS or Taliban?
Yeah. Okay, ISIS.
Okay. Tell me again what I said. I'm far deafer than the average talk radio host, and I'm having trouble. Say it one more time.
You had brought up that the Central Intelligence Agency, they were working on a plan to export the, I guess, ISIS.
Yes. I do remember this.
From Syria to Iraq.
Right.
I've done my research, my due diligence, because I didn't want to trouble you with this. So I kicked that DuckDuckGo. And I couldn't find anything related to it. So is this ringing a bell with you?
It is. Let me see if I can find it here. I will have to... Golly, I need to get it out of my email.
This is compelling radio.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want to...
Well, let me tell you that during the break, I'm going to find it. Because
okay. I know what he's
because
talking
because I remember the piece I know it's in my email inbox.
I vaguely remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know it's in my email inbox. In short, the way I viewed it was, well, let me do this, Mr. Amy. I don't want to shortcut you. Let me find it in my email inbox. I'll tell you where I got it, and then you can go back and read it.
I'll definitely stay tuned. But there is another question too. If I could take this opportunity, if you got a minute or two,
I've got all the time in the world from you, my friend.
Fair enough. I know you've got access to President Trump's time machine. You can borrow it from QAnon anytime you want it.
I use it frequently.
Yep, I realize that because, you know, you stay there with QAnon, so you should be able to share
It's actually
with
more
you.
Of a time sheath, but, you know.
Yeah, well, if you saw it, you wouldn't know it as a time machine, but that's neither here nor there.
Where do you think Trump is going with this, I hate using the term rhetoric, but with this Twitter and John McCain?
I think Trump knows something's about to come out in the Mueller report.
What do you think it is? I mean, outside of the thumbs down for the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, didn't McCain pass along the dossier, Barron?
Yes, yeah. That's exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it stems from, is that with the Mueller report being imminent or whatever, it's that McCain passed along the dossier.
Yeah, I mean, technically, he started the dossier and created it and then gave it to the Democrats. Is that right, Dave?
That's not what they claim, but it could have happened that way.
Okay, that's what happened.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what I know, is okay, he got his hands on it. Somebody sent it to him, probably, yeah, somebody from the Hillary campaign. And then he forwarded it to the FBI. I necessarily don't see an issue with that.
You don't see an issue with him talking, his chief of staff talking to 16 or 17 different media outlets trying to push this thing out during the presidential campaign and shortly thereafter?
Okay, you're 100%. You know, nail me to the board, absolutely. You're right, 110% on that. But what I'm talking about is him... You know, the big issue of him just turning it over to the FBI. That in itself, I don't really take issue or umbrage with that. Now, with the giving it out to the media and trying to sell this thing, I agree with you 100%. That's an issue. And you think that's going to be covered in the Mueller investigation?
I think that I think that Trump is not happy about the fact that any of this has gone on something that he sees as a witch hunt, and B, it's a way to get the fact that McCain gave the dossier, you know, to his opponents. And so what he's doing is he's basically saying, like, he's keeping that out there, that McCain was part of this whole thing. So if it's coming out.
Do it in the context of this.
Yeah.
Notice that Nancy Pelosi is now taking impeachment off the table. Notice mm-hmm. that Katie Turr was on MSNBC last night during her show. She is the lousiest reporter in America.
The worst reporter in America.
She is awful. Katie Turr got to where she is by having sex with Keith Olbermann. That was her lone qualification. Prior to that, she was a sports reporter in Boston. Now she's like an anchor on the evening show on MSNBC. She must be good, is all I can say. She must be amazing. because they kept promoting her, and her journalism is horrific. But anyway, she is now coming out there. I've got a clip of her. I'm not going to play because I'm not a big clip guy. But there's a clip of her last night saying, it doesn't matter if there was no collusion. It doesn't matter if there was no collusion. Collusion is irrelevant here. There's a lot of other stuff they've uncovered, like Paul Manafort's tax issues and Rick Gates not registering as a foreign agent. And all of that is enough.
All those guys have been punished for that.
Guys, it was only collusion. That's what started this thing. It was 100%. Did anybody watch Tucker Carlson last night?
No.
He had the greatest 10 or 12 minute opening he's had in a long time. And so I think is happening is everybody now knows that Mueller's report is not going to show any collusion, not one slice of evidence of collusion. And what they want is, if you're Donald Trump, you want people to go back and place the blame on the people who caused this.
Right.
Peter Strzok, Lisa Page,
that's where I was going with it.
John McCain, and others, and show that this was an anti-Trump effort. This was not a genuine investigation. This was political enemies of Donald Trump conspiring and cooking something up. I did find the piece, Mr. Hammy. You ready?
The original that you called
CIA,
it.
CIA, the headline.
Well, I'm buckled in.
This was on Zero Hedge. CIA is conspiring with ISIS, turning Syrian refugee camps into ISIS hotbeds. Here's how the story starts. The CIA is conspiring with ISIS commanders in northeastern Syria, supplying them with fake documents and then transferring them to Iraq, according to reports in Turkish pro-government media. About 2,000 ISIS members were questioned in the areas of Kezra, Busera, Al-Omar, and Suwair in Deir ez-Zor province, and at least 140 of them then received fake documents. Some of the questioned terrorists were then moved to the camps of Al-Hal, Hasaka, and Rukban, which are controlled by U.S.-backed forces. The CIA also reportedly created a special facility in Abu Kashab with the same purpose. Israel, French, and British special services are reportedly involved. An interesting observation is that the media of the country, which in the previous years of war used to conspire with ISIS, allowing its foreign recruits to enter Syria and buying smuggled oil from the terrorists, has now become one of the most active exposers of the alleged U.S. ties with ISIS elements. Now, keep in mind, you've got to discount the original source. It's Turkish media. But you can't discount it to zero. They're saying it for a reason.
Yeah.
They're saying it for a reason.
Yeah.
So, it may or may not be happening. If it's happening, why? If it's not happening,
why are they saying it?
Well, then if you combine that, too, with that story that dropped that they're propping up Obama bin Laden's son. You know, that was, what, a couple of weeks ago they brought him up on the surface, showed him on TV.
Yep.
That he's a threat. You know, this all ties in. I mean,
he's killing Joe Biden on us.
That was fantastic.
Really was.
Please let that be a thing where people start calling him Obama bin Laden.
Joe Biden did it.
Let me just ask you, Miami, let me just gauge where you are, because you're fast becoming one of my very favorite callers in talk radio history.
What do you mean, becoming? How many times? And in fact, every time you refer to me as your favorite caller,
well, I know, but
there's
a
nagging question that comes to mind.
Which is,
when are you going to throw me your digits so I can take a run at this trifecta, you know, and become your favorite texter?
Oh, do you have Facebook? Can you contact me on Facebook? We've talked on Facebook.
We did one time, and no, I'll
put you on hold, and Carolyn can give it to you. You have my number, don't you? Yeah, she can give you my number.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you, this is a
been
great,
elevated to the inner sanctum, amigo.
It's a banner day.
Stuff. Hey, this is a rare occasion. Most people don't get that old number.
No, well, nobody takes you near the show.
It took me years to get it.
And I didn't even have to buy you a drink. I appreciate that.
Well,
not yet anyway.
Not yet.
Yeah, I hear you.
You may have to give him a ride home one night, though.
We haven't been friends that long.
Oh, wait a second. I got to ride you home one night?
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, I guess to get the number.
Ride me home, not ride me at home.
Huh?
Those are two different things. That's an important preposition there.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'll put you on hold. Our number, 272-9228. Who is this?
Hey, fellas. Hey. Man, I gotta say, bro, if he knew it was fake, so yeah, you got to have a problem with him peddling around with anybody. The man knew it was fake from the jump, and Mallory, Donald Trump does. I mean, he does. He wanted this investigation. He wanted it. Trust me. Without this investigation, he wouldn't better become president. Again, I don't think.
I love that Dave now officially goes by Mallory.
Well, it's my name.
I changed his Christian name last week.
Like he was a 14-year-old girl in 1984. Mallory?
But he had to have it. He wanted this, man. It ain't no witch hunt. Donald Trump knew this had to happen. This is the only way the globes get pointed out. And that's exactly what John McCain is. A big old globe. I mean, that's how this is going to get pointed. And I might have thrown around the white man comment on it, but this is more globalism and Americanism right now. It ain't nothing else, folks. It ain't Democrat, it ain't white and black. We got to point these folks out. Donald Trump is starting to point out the bad cop. We got to point out our folks as bad. Everybody got to start pointing it out, man. We got to come together. All right, this right here is going to be all for naught. All right, folks, let's see.
Yep.
Dadgummit.
And you know, it really is a travesty. And, Baron, you being in the legal field, you know, it's a travesty. If somebody is shot and murdered, you investigate what? The murder,
right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you go wherever that leads you. But just to come to Baron Coleman's house and say, all right, we're going to investigate you because there was a murder on the west side of Montgomery, and we're going to look into every single thing that you have done in the last 20 years. And that's what it seems to me like they're doing with Trump, is they're investigating a person and not a particular crime.
I agree. That's exactly what's being.
You know?
That's exactly what's being.
And they're trying to find something, and you know good and dadgum well they hadn't found a flipping thing because it would have been leaked out by now. They leak out anything that even could possibly cast a shadow on Donald Trump. And not one thing. They've been talking about this Mueller report coming out for 2 weeks now, and we have not heard a peep of any leaks.
Randall, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicles projected resale value specific to 2019 model year. More information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated. Montgomery
Subaru. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Guys, welcome back in. And at 58 minutes after 10 o'clock now, 2 minutes before the top of the hour, if you don't like Roy Orbison, turn off your radio. Don't ever turn it back on. And then get some scissors out and gouge your eardrums.
Not my friend.
You don't like Roy Orbison?
No, if you don't like Roy Orbison, you're not my friend. Anything you
want, you got it. Just so silky. Mr. Sandman, anything you want from him, you got it. Get by there when you get the opportunity. He's on the, two places. He's on Highway 14 in Millbrook. He's also on the Atlanta Highway right across from Dairy Queen. So both locations. If you go in there, eat your Blizzard first. Don't lay down on his mattresses and his pillows, you know, trying to choke down a Heath Blizzard with vanilla ice cream. It's just, it's unbecoming of you. But you can go in there and test out his mattresses, test out his sales staff's knowledge. I went in there and asked a bunch of questions one time just to test the sales staff. These guys are smart. They know what's going on. And right now, it's early in the spring. Guess what he has to do? Make way for new inventory. Yep. It's that time of year. He has to make way for new inventory. Probably has about 200 or 300 mattresses that absolutely must get out of there. He doesn't care which ones they are. He just needs the space. They all take up about the same amount of space. So it doesn't matter what brand you're looking for, expensive mattress or value mattress. It doesn't matter whether you're looking for a king or a queen or a twin. He just needs more space. The only way to do that is to sell more mattresses. So go by one of the Mr. Sandman locations, the Atlanta Highway or Highway 14 up in Millbrook. Tell him you're ready for a deal, and he's going to be happy to talk to you. So get by there when you get a chance. 18 years now, the best mattress superstore